sound of just pouring outside, it seemed like. And they just grabbed their chest and fall like they slipped. Heard the baby crying, so I knew not everybody could be dead. And then I saw the general.
The general?
We just called him that. He wasn't no general. Just been in the war and liked to be remembered. Older than me is. Nice fella. Peter Arnold. Steady as a rock all his life. And he's standing by the porch all got up in his military clothes. And he says, "What the hell's happening? Japs coming in?" So I says, "Peter, you going loco?" And he says he don't feel too good. And he goes inside. Of course, he must have gone loco because he shot himself. But others went loco, too. It was a disease.
How do you know? Hall asked.
People don't burn themselves or drown themselves if they got sense, do they? All them in that town were good, normal folks until that night. Then they just seemed to go crazy.
And what did you do?
I thought to myself, "Peter, you're dreaming. You had too much to drink." So I went home and I got into bed. About 10 o'clock, I hear a noise. It's a car, so I go outside to see who it is. Some kind of car, you know, one of those vans. Two fellas inside. I go up to them, and damn, but they don't fall over dead. Scariest thing you ever saw. But it's funny.
What's funny?
That was the only other car to come through all night. Normally, there's lots of cars.
There was another car?
Yep. Willis. Highway patrol. He came through about 15, 30 seconds before it all started.
Jackson sighed and let his head fall back against the pillow.
"Now," he said, "if you don't mind, I'm gonna get me some sleep. I'm all talked out."